I want to just briefly give you some sense of what's going on with the book of Ruth. It's interesting contrast with the book of Judges because it actually comes from the same period. And if these foreign women were such a distraction and trouble for the Israelites, we find the way that the book of Ruth begins is actually a marriage with Moabitess women. And here are Israelites that are married to foreign women. But the man who does this and his sons die, and you have these three foreign women, and their mother-in-law, Naomi, says, "You can go back to your tribes and your families. You're foreigners. We're not going to." But there's one named Ruth who says, "No, I'm your daughter, and I'm sticking with you. You need my help. And your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." And this woman becomes the great-grandmother of King David. And she is told by Naomi, "You know, I'm an old woman. I'm not going to have anything that I can offer you. You need a husband." And so there was this relative named Boaz. And she encourages, and this is Martha's point, she encourages Ruth to initiate the relationship with Boaz. Boaz is an older guy, and he's honored that this young woman would come and make a pass at him. And so he marries her. And the whole point of this book, and the reason for its inclusion, is to say it's not the fact that they were foreigners that was the problem. It was the idolatry. And being a natural child of Abraham doesn't guarantee that you won't come under Yahweh's judgment. And being a child of a foreigner doesn't mean that you automatically come under Yahweh's judgment. The bottom line is that we need to worship Yahweh. And the fact that Ruth was a faithful, more of an Israelite than a lot of the Israelites, she is given that honor and privilege of being a grandmother to David, the king, the rightful king of Israel. So part of the reason I think, and not just me, but others say that the inclusion of the book of Ruth is to establish the legitimacy of David's lineage, in spite of the fact that it has Gentile women actually interspersed within it. And by the way, Ruth was not the only Gentile in the lineage of King David. Boaz's mother was none other than Rahab the prostitute, and his great-great-grandmother was Tamar, another Gentile woman. So you have three Gentile women in the lineage of David's line, the rightful king of Israel. And these three women serve to point to a bigger purpose in the nation of Israel.
Wasn't that also in the prophecy in Isaiah?
And what are you referring to?
The Gentile.
Yeah, the Gentile inclusion. The prophecy was that through Abraham, all the nations of the world would be blessed. So this is actually in Genesis, that Israel never was existing to be a blessing unto itself, but it was blessed to be a blessing to the nation. And it was supposed to be a place where the nations of the world could come and build a relationship with Yahweh. But the bottom line is, it's about a relationship with Yahweh. And so Ruth is redeemed by Boaz, but Boaz, in becoming Ruth's and Naomi's kinsman redeemer, the line of David is redeemed. And the kingly line of David is saved by this foreign woman, because she said, "Your people shall be my people and your God will be my God." Now the neat thing is that it's actually in Jesus' line that all of these foreigners are there, because Jesus is a descendant of the son of David. And Matthew, in his genealogy, makes these three women explicit. As he's telling the genealogy, he says, and this one was mothered by Tamar, mothered by Rahab, mothered by Ruth. He doesn't do that with all of the men in the lineage. He only points out the Gentile women. It's interesting that that's in Matthew's genealogy. And what Matthew is reading from this, he gets the right message, is that God has a larger plan for the nations of the world that includes the nations. And the Messiah is not just the Messiah of Israel, but the Messiah of all nations.